You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. What a victory by the Astros today. What a series. And we're going to talk all about it. And who's with me today? It is Ryan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Good to see you, Rob. It's not often the two of us get to do one together here. So
I think this is our debut.
It might very well be.
I don't think we've been alone yet.
I'm not sure.
I think we're alone now. That's not what I meant, but
we'll find out what the other two think about this.
So speaking of the other two, if we could work out this little presentation thing. So one game you saw Wally, and today Wally and Steffi ran into each other. So
they did.
So we're getting pitchers together, but I'm going to have to go to Houston, I guess.
Yeah. Come on, man.
All right, so the Astros win 8-0. They take the series 2-1. What was the score? It was 11-19-2.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was. Ultimately, at the end of the day, yeah, or 18-2, right? Because it was 11-2. They scored 10 in the first game, 1 last night.
Okay,
and 7 tonight. So
there you go. I was counting 2. I don't know why. Yeah. So it's a 2-5 homestand. And I mean, the thing about getting beat by the Yankees, we were in all of those games.
Yep.
But also they had Juan Soto and he just had the series of his life. I mean, the guy, everything he did worked. So you got beat by, you know, a couple of guys, and that one guy doing everything, he's never done that before. But we were in those games. We should have won yesterday. We should have swept the Blue Jays. But I'll take it. I feel really good. I've never felt this good having my team be 2-5. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, seeing last night's podcast with Wally, I said that last night was the most frustrating game for me out of, up to that point, the 7 games. You know, I think that I'm okay, really, with them being 2-5. I mean, I'm not okay. I don't like it, but I'm okay with 2-5 considering the play and what we've seen out of some of these guys. There's been some unfortunate things happen. You know, there was some flubs last night that were probably not high baseball IQ moments for the team, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that overall, looking at how these guys have played, aside from some execution by the bullpen in a few needed moments of greatness that didn't happen, I'm not too disturbed by 2-5. Just not.
So before the game, someone pointed out that we have the top three. We're in the top three starter ERA and the bottom three of reliever, bullpen ERA. And I thought I also read that the big three, Abreu, Presley, and Hader, are they combined 0-4? Is that what I read?
I don't think so. I don't think they've that's right. It would have to be 0-3, right? Or did Abreu get the loss for game 3?
Oh, I don't know. What I read.
Hader's,
I was just checking.
Hader took the loss last night. Presley took the loss in game 2 I don't. That's a good question. I have to go look at that.
I'm gonna have to look it up, but maybe you can do it. All right. So today, so looking at this series, I don't know if the Blue Jays just aren't that good, but our pitchers pitched out of their mind. And then tonight, I mean, we all know about Framber pitched awesome, and it got blown at the end. We had a no-hitter by Ronel Blanco the first game of the series. Christian Javier, great first outing. This outing, 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. He threw a lot of pitches, and he did great. But the bullpen did amazing, and we'll get to that in a little while. But what do you think about Javier? What'd you see from him? Did you like it? I liked it. He just threw a little too many pitches.
Yeah, 97 pitches, 51 for strikes. So, you know, almost a 50% ratio there. So pretty good. You know, what I loved seeing tonight again, which harkened back to his first start in game 2, which actually was a pretty good start as well, is it almost looks like Javier has kind of reinvented himself a little bit, throwing this this changeup that he's mastered. And picking at the corners, the guys can't pick it up. The batters can't pick it up well. You know, he went from being the guy known for this invisible fastball, right? The invisible fastball, to now these first 2 games that he's gone out and thrown so far, it's his changeup that's been his money pitch. So I don't know what to really expect from Javier going forward, but I like what I see. I mean, 3 ground outs, 5 fly outs. He did walk 5 and didn't have a high strikeout. He only struck out 3 tonight, but only allowing 1 hit. You know, this was a good outing for Javier, and I like it. I think he obviously is looking very comfortable throwing to Yiner too. The first game, you know, they worked really well together. Tonight, obviously, they worked really well together. So maybe this new changeup thing is something to do with the comfortability factor, you know, with Yiner and what he's doing with Diaz. So I like what I'm seeing from Javier. And if this changeup is going to be his new money pitch, it'll be really interesting to see how he carries that through the rest of the season. And look, this may be some trickery where he's starting out with his, you know, this changeup being his money pitch for the first part of the season, and then brings back that invisible fastball and starts throwing the league, you know, off balance a little bit later on in the season. Who knows? We'll see.
I would assume if he had better control and he only walked 2 guys and you move the walks over his strikeouts, he'd have, you know, let's say he had 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. It would make it a lot better. And maybe he would get into the 6th inning. But before we get to the next one, we got some comments rolling in. Trevor Howard.
Hey, Trev.
Fellas? And he's also saying that the Astros started 2-5 in 2019.
Facts.
The World Series, and we couldn't win at home. We got to turn that around. And Jeremy Pena is back. You can't say that yet. We're not there yet, buddy. All right. So guess who's back? Yordan is back. That's who's back, Trevor. Bottom of the 3rd, solo home run, his first home run of the year. This kid at work is talking to me about so I do the underdog? Yeah, I do the underdog, and he's like, hey, I'm starting to bet. And he asked me, hey, who's this guy? Who's that guy? And I told him today, I said, dude, we have a guy named Yordan Alvarez, and he hasn't done anything. He's going to go off tonight.
Wait, so this guy doesn't know who Yordan is?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't know anything about baseball. He just looks at
being in it.
Yeah, and he comes and asks me, hey, how about this guy? Like I told him, hey, pick Soto every game, dude. He's killing. And then in the bottom of the 4th, he drove in a run, brought in Altuve 2-0. Chaz had a pretty good game. Bottom of the 5th, he drove in Bregman. JP3 drove in Yiner. We're up 4-0 after 5 innings, and that's when Javier goes out. We're looking good, but you see Magic Man. Magic Man Seth Martinez is warming up. The bullpen's got to cover 4 innings. There's some people that aren't available. How you feeling at this moment?
Considering that we were up 5 at that point. Is that right? We were up
5-0.
We were up 5-0. Yes. When I saw we were up 4-0. Yeah.
I don't have my glasses.
Altuve and Yordan seven.
JP three drove in the fourth inning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I was okay. You know, look, this bullpen is not bad. I mean, there's some question marks in there. We've talked about it prior to the beginning of the season as far as the middle relief.
Yeah.
But they're not bad. I mean, Martinez is not, he's not bad. With a 4-run lead, you expect him to come in and get the job done. I think
Martinez is underrated.
I think you're right. I would have to agree with you on that. Definitely, I would have to agree with you on that.
He's not underrated.
He's got some tricky stuff.
Yeah, he's not underrated over here. He's the magic man.
He's the magic man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, go ahead.
Yeah, Martinez. That's okay. Yeah, Martinez comes in. He did what he needed to do. Montero came in. One strikeout. He gave up the walk. But, hey, Montero didn't give up a run. And Montero's pretty good at giving up runs lately. Taylor Scott, man, this guy has really freaking impressed me. You know, he's a guy that really flew under the radar during spring training. Not a lot of people heard his name, and he wasn't a guy that got a lot of play coming out of spring training. But his first outing against the Yankees, he threw really well. His second outing, I think he actually gave up. Did he give up a run that second outing? I think he gave up a run that second outing. But tonight, two strikeouts.
He did bat a second game, and I think we touched on this, that he pitched two games in a row. And then here he goes with some rest. He did as great again.
Yep. Yeah. Two strikeouts and the ground out. And then Coleman, we were like, that was a question coming out of spring training. We all knew that he wasn't going to make the team coming out of spring training. But this is a guy that I think is actually pretty special if he can figure out how to control where he throws the ball. But a strikeout and a walk, and then the ground out to end the game. So, which was an interesting play in and of itself, Altuve booting that one, but still being able to make the play. So, you know, this was probably a really good confidence booster for these four guys and for the bullpen in general. I think Miller probably went to those guys tonight and said, "Hey, Bravo, this is what we expect from you. This is what this team was built to do. Good job, guys."
So the next topic is bullpen gets it done. So you know how sometimes you're like, if I told you this happened, what would you think? So like if someone said, how'd the game go? Well, Javier only pitched 5 innings, and then Seth Martinez came in, Montero, Scott, and Coleman came in, who's only on the team because JP France is on maternity leave. Or you'd think, probably didn't turn out too well, but they did awesome. Four scoreless innings from the bullpen. But what's more impressive than that, I don't know if you saw this. The Astros starters have 22 1/3 scoreless inning streak. 22 1/3 innings, no runs in a row.
I'm a little speechless, I guess. I did not see that stat. That's fantastic. Without JV.
Who's pitching Sunday in Sugarland.
Who's going to get a rehab start in Sugarland. Yep. And, you know, this is not – and without Urquidy. So, this is game 7. So, we've been through the rotation 1.2 times, and 22 1/3 innings scoreless. That's pretty incredible. And I think that speaks a lot to this team's ability to develop pitching. You know, you look at, I mean, Blanco, I don't have to beat that dead horse about how amazing that night was, but that guy just came out of nowhere in his 8th major league start and threw a no hitter like that. Man, this starting rotation, once Urquidy and JV get back, forget that, the whole rotation, the whole pitching roster, it shapes up to be really, really good this year, Rob. And I know we said that prior to the spring training, and a lot of the, you know, a lot of the other pundits have put the Astros, you know, pitching roster at the top five, if not the top three in Major League Baseball. But this, these guys have come out and really shown why everybody speaks so highly of them. They're getting it done.
So I'm trying to count it, right? Ronel Blanco threw a no-hitter, so that's nine. And then I think Framber went 7 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and then today went 5. So that's 21 2/3 innings versus the Blue Jays. That's pretty awesome. But anyway, yeah. I jumped all the way down here, and I'm going to go back to Yord on his back because I'm not done. So it's 4-0 at this time. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Yordan, home run number 2 of the game.
And a two-run home run.
A two-run homer. And was it a two-run homer?
I think, wasn't it?
JP3's was a two-run homer.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, it was a two-run homer.
How can I not write down? I'm bad at notes. I was in such a hurry. No, but anyway.
Okay. I'm going to double-check to make sure that I'm right on this.
It was 8-0. That's what I have. I have JP3 at a two-run homer. He brought in Chaz.
No, that was a solo homer in the sixth. That's
yeah,
my bad.
So that was a solo home run. I thought I messed up again. He had a solo home run in the sixth, second home run of the game, only the second home run of the year. And did he go for – what did he do? At one time –
444 feet.
He was – at one time he was 4-for-4. He's number 44. And his home run was 444 feet. I guess he got out at the last at bat because he went 4-for-5, 2 homers, 3 RBIs, and he was hitting in the 100s. What I said is this game is going to double his average. I don't know what it was before, but now he's hitting 241 after doing nothing.
Yep.
But that's what one good game will do for
you. 796 OPS. Yeah, that's what hitting a couple of dingers will do for you, for sure. Yeah.
So JP3 had a two-run homer, made it 7-0 in the seventh, and Altuve hit his third homer of the year. It's a solo shot. So 8-0. So let's go back to this comment. I know Trevor wants to talk about Jeremy Pena. He is back. Jeremy Pena went 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. He's hitting 400. This is a guy that I think parts of his – I was going to say freshman year, parts of his rookie year, almost all of last year, kind of look lost. It's like all you got to do is just throw a breaking ball. He'll swing at it. He changed everything, and you're not really sure, is that going to work? But it's good that you hear that he did something. You can see that he did something, and it's paying off. 400 yeah. batting average after, what, 7 games?
Yeah, you know, the first 2 games against the Yankees, he did look a little lost. He started chasing again. I think a lot of people, there was a little bit of chatter out there that was, oh, Pena, you know, hasn't figured it out. Pena of 2023 is back, blah, blah, blah. And then quietly, he starts, you know, doing what he's been doing, just base hit after base hit, a couple of homers already, and he looks comfortable at the plate. He's not reaching anymore. Like you said, those outside breaking pitches, normally that's his kryptonite. And lately, I was going back and looking at some pitch placement last night and the first game against the Jays. And I was really surprised at how many low and away pitches he was getting and not swinging at. So it feels as though he's, one, more comfortable with these new mechanics that he's worked out. And two, maybe he's just seeing pitches better, which, you know, over time and getting a little bit of miles underneath your feet, you end up picking up more on those types of things. And so I think perhaps we're seeing a Jeremy Pena that many of us, you know, loved and celebrated in 22 and wish we had in 23. And yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of hearts this season, I'm hoping. So at least it looks like that's going to be the case.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All right, next up, Steve. This is next up anyway, Steve. Diaz leads MLB in hits. He passed Juan Soto. Today, 2-for-5. Do you have any idea what he's batting?
Yes.
462.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to see if you knew it.
Oh, okay. I have 1.248 OPS.
There was one point in the game. He got I think it was after his first hit, he was hitting 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kid is
Yiner.
This kid's crazy. You know, it's amazing to watch this guy. Let's talk about his work behind the plate, too. The last two games he's caught, or one hit, two games, one hit allowed in two games with him as the catcher. He caught Blanco's no-hitter, and then tonight catching Javier, allowing only one hit. That was a lot of the things, or I guess that's one thing that a lot of people had questions about Yiner, right? Young guy coming in, taking over after Maldi has run this team the way that he did for so long, and the comfortability that the pitching staff had with Maldi and Yiner coming in to take over. There was just a lot of questions about, you know, what's that really going to look like? How's this pitching staff going to respond to Diaz? And I think that we've so far, even with this small sample size of five games that he's caught, this guy's the real deal. I mean, with the bat, behind the plate, I think they've got a lot of confidence in him, and I have a feeling we're going to see an outstanding year from Yiner Diaz, and he's going to be celebrated, which is, you know, a little unfortunate because I think that he probably could have had a better run at Rookie of the Year last year, but it was what it was, right?
Yeah. If he played more, he would have won it. If Maldi wasn't on the team,
he would have played more behind the plate. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe so.
All right, so now it's time. This is new, folks. This is new today. The player of the game is now officially the Ram Shirts player of the game. And as good as Javier Dunn, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it should take you 44 seconds to figure out who the player of the game is.
Yeah, less than 44 seconds. How can you not how can you not give this one to Yordan Alvarez, the big guy, going 4-for-5 with his 2 home runs, just crushing the ball tonight. His last out was 404 feet. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
His last out, that fly out, was 404 feet.
It was straight to center field almost.
Straight to the deepest part of center field. It was, yep. You know, the one place in the park where you can go over 400 feet and not get a home run. And, of course, Yordan finds it.
I don't know if that was the hit, but I saw a tweet from McTaggart that said that would have been a home run in 19 stadiums. And I didn't know if he was talking about his last home run, but he could have been talking about that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So you guys in the peanut gallery there, if you have a player of the game, go ahead and type it. But my player of the game is also Yordan. What an amazing night. It's not because it's the first time he did something. 4-for-5, 2 home runs. That's amazing. So, just one more thing, folks, about Ram Shirts. If you want to win a shirt from Ram Shirts, you can. I haven't figured out how to do it yet, but
we'll let you know.
Somehow we'll figure it out. I didn't even think about that part.
Giveaway. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Somebody on here, somebody listening. Because we have the podcast, we have here, we have YouTube. We have to figure it out. And when I do, I'll let you know, folks. But you can win a shirt. You can win a shirt this month. You can win a shirt next month.
Thank you, Ram Shirts.
Ram Shirts. What about this? We have your daddy, but JP France is a daddy again. He had a little girl.
He did. They showed pictures during the broadcast, and she's beautiful. Mom Jess and the baby are doing great, according to Julia Morales. And, you know, it's always fun. You know, it's just so cool having some of these young guys that have come up through the system, join the team, and you get to watch them grow as a player and as a man. But so often we get to witness stuff like this, where we get to watch their families grow as they're part of this team. And I love that our broadcast team is so close with so many of the players and have the relationships built the way that they do, that we get that kind of reporting. Yeah. Pictures of the baby, you know, I'm not saying that other teams don't do that, but this Astros team seems really special in the way that they really focus on the players and their families, and really share that with the fans pretty openly. I love it. It's so cool to see, you know, stuff like this. I remember when, you know, when Breggy's baby was born, and who else? When Stanek's baby was born 2 years ago. And, you know, it's just, there's a lot of this that happens here with this team, and it's just really cool to see. So congratulations to JP and Jess. Congrats on that new beautiful baby girl.
Remington Grace France.
There you go.
So I forgot what I was going to say, but, oh yeah, about the team, about having that access. And that's, I know as fans, we get attached to our, what are they called? Our prospects. Yeah. But we really get attached to these guys because we're like, you remember when JP France had a baby boy and they put the pacifier in his mouth with the mustache? Oh, remember he had another baby? Remember this? You know, like,
yeah,
it's like we know them. They're giving us so much of them that we feel like we're part of the family. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things and one of those reasons that I think players love to be here. You hear it all the time. You know, the players that do leave, they're super sad to leave. And they say, because the culture and just the feeling of familia is really strong with this Astros team. And so, and I think that, you know, that carries on down into the minor leagues. You know, there's not a lot of Major League Baseball teams that have the benefit that we do, having, you know, your AAA team or any of your minor league teams so close to the major league level, geographically, that we get to experience and be in the lives of the minor league guys that are coming up. So yeah, we get to, like I said, we get to watch these guys grow up as men, as players, and as, you know, fathers, and watch their families grow, get to know their wives. Anyway, I feel like it's pretty unique, and that this kind of stuff just does not happen around the league the way that it does here.
I'm trying to see where it is. But Joey Loperfido had a two-run homer today.
Another one.
He had two home runs the other day. I don't know
all
what
the
is
dude
total.
Hits. All the guy hits his dingers lately. I think he was 3 for. I saw that he was like 3 for 7, and his only hits were home runs.
Yeah, he had
home runs and a double or something like that.
Yeah, he had an 0-for-8 streak, and he had an 0-for-11 streak. But I don't see that. All I see is Loperfido, another home run. Loperfido, another home run.
Yeah. Or maybe that's what I saw was his last 11 was he was 3 for 8. 3 and 8 was his last 11, and two were homers and one was a double out or something like that. I don't know. But
but I think he has four or five home runs already.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. If he can figure out how to consistently do all of that stuff, I think it'll be it won't be too long before we see Joey Loperfido in an Astros uniform again at the big level.
Yeah. So some things that I do is when I know we're going to do a show afterwards, anything I see that can be useful for the podcast on Twitter, I'll screenshot it and then I go back and get it all. But I didn't screenshot anything because I'm pretty tired. So, you know, I leave at 5 a.m. I get home at like 6:30. Yesterday I did the baseball game and I was there till almost 10. And I just laying on the couch half asleep. I was 20% asleep because I knew it was happening, but I was just relaxed. You know, I wasn't. And then when Ryan said, "Hey, I'll be ready in 15 minutes," I'm like, "Dude, I'm just still just sitting here. I'm not ready." Dude, I'll tell you this, honest to God, I didn't even know the game was over because I was dealing with this stupid house thing, insurance that I told Ryan before.
Yeah,
like I started messing with it. And, like, I didn't even see any of these guys pitch. I saw Montero go in, but I didn't see the other two guys pitch. When I wrote it down, I go, I didn't know these guys pitch. Stupid house stuff.
Adulting.
Right. Adulting gets in the way, but we're still putting a show on for you, folks.
Here we are.
Next up, Hunter Brown at the Rangers on Friday. The Astros are off tomorrow, folks. So you can take the day off too and chill, relax, whatever you want to do. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Work. So I teach tomorrow. I've got some work to do at the shop. So as some people may know, we own a school. I also own a saltwater coral farm. So I'll be going to the shop to do a little bit of work over there. And then tomorrow night is my night on the red dirt. So Thursday nights I play softball with the boys.
So
it's always good when the Astros' off days coincide with days that I play softball at night, so I don't have to miss a game. So that's what I'll be doing. What will you be doing, Rob?
I don't know. Probably resting.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is, like, when you get deep in the year and, like, every day, because I can't help it. If the Astros are playing, I'm watching it. I can't help it. I can't.
Yep.
And then, like, you'll be watching these games, and then when a day off comes, you're like, oh, man, I needed that day off.
What do I do with myself?
No, but I mean, like, I needed that day off. Like,
yeah.
Or when they play early in the morning or they play afternoon game while you're working all day, and you're like, all right, well, I don't have a game tonight. I don't have to worry about.
I think our adrenal systems appreciate the break so often.
You know, even if you don't watch the games, I know everybody out there, most people have Apple Watches or a smartwatch, and you set it up to your MLB, and you know what's going on the whole day. You just can't see it, you know. Have you ever had a game where it says, "Okay, this is the pitcher," and then you don't hear anything for like 2 hours, and you're like, "Oh man, maybe it's not hooked up right. There's something wrong, technical issues." And then it beeps, it buzzes or whatever, and it's like, new pitcher. Oh, goodness gracious, these guys, it's a shutout, seven-inning shutout already?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't have it on here, but you have any final thoughts, buddy? Because we are hitting that 30-minute mark.
No, you know, Steve left a comment here. I don't think that we put it up, but this was really kind of one of the things. I pointed it out last night when I was talking to Wally, and I think that tonight that's the comment. Tonight, I think he's right. The players looked relaxed. They were having a little bit of fun. You could see them kind of bouncing around. They just had that, and they just had that skip in their step, and they did it without any silly mistakes. So, you know, I think that my final thoughts are, I want these guys to go out there and have fun. They start enjoying what they're doing and not pushing so hard and feeling the pressure of 2-5 and going into Arlington. They're going to be fine. They play well in Arlington as it is. So I think that if they can carry this over into Friday, we'll be just fine over the weekend.
Yeah, I think most of us that have been fans for a while, I mean, just look at this roster, dude. You've got JP3 hitting like 7th or 8th or 9th. You know what I mean? And yeah. And so I don't think most Astro fans are panicking. There's, you know, you have the typical ones that always do. Oh, it's not our year. It's not our year. And then like they become the biggest fan in the world later on.
Right.
But here's my final thought. The LA Angels are 4-2. At top of the division. I don't know how. Maybe point. I don't know what it is. Texas Rangers are 4-2. Seattle's 3-4. Houston's 2-5. And we have surpassed Oakland, who is 1-6. So if you look at it, we're like 2.5 games behind Texas. We have 3 games. We'll go over there and win 2 out of 3. We're good. Seattle's three.
If there's another indication of how kind of lopsided the beginning of the 2024 season is, the Detroit Tigers and the Pittsburgh Pirates are both, I haven't checked tonight's scores, but before tonight, we're both undefeated. Coming into tonight, both of those teams were undefeated.
All right,
so
let's
check
it.
That doesn't tell you how lopsided the 2024 season has been.
Well, let's check some scores for you. The Dodgers are up 4-3. Orioles beat the Royals. The Rangers won 4-1. Angels beat the Marlins 10-2. The Twins beat the Brewers 7-3. Red Sox beat the A's 1-0. The A's almost won. Yankees Pittsburgh beat the lost. Diamondbacks. Reds, who lost? Who was undefeated?
Pittsburgh lost.
Oh, Reds beat the Phillies. Guardians dominated the Mariners. Cardinals lost to the Padres. The Pirates lose 5-3. Washington had a 4-run second inning. Cubs beat the Rockies, and the Tigers game is postponed.
Tigers and Mets were postponed.
Braves and White Sox were postponed. So. You know, as bad as the I'll tell you this. If you have some kind of metric, and it's like how good your stadium is and how bad the team is that plays there, they're number one. Because that's
Pittsburgh,
beautiful down there.
That man, yeah. The Three Rivers, or I don't know what they call it now. PNC, is it still PNC Park? Or
I think so.
Something,
that sounds right.
I don't know what they call it, but it is amazing views, and the stadium itself is gorgeous. It's and it's actually pretty well kept, despite parts of Pittsburgh kind of being, you know, old and run down. And that's not a very new ballpark either. I mean, that ballpark is right around the same age as Minute Maid, right?
Yeah,
maybe it was even built before that.
And look what they did in the surrounding area.
Yeah.
If you go to that game and you sit and you can see the city, you know, from behind the home plate, you can see those yellow bridges going across. Everything looks so nice. They fixed it up. And that's a place I'd like to visit. I've been to San Francisco. It's the best so far, but that looks like it'll be about the same.
Yeah, it's actually very similar experiences in the stadium as far as, you know, openness and the view from inside the stadium. They are very similar. I've been to both, so it is. Yeah, definitely go.
So one cool thing about when I was at San Francisco, first of all, when I walked in there and you go up the ramp and you're in the stadium, you're like, you see the ocean and all the sailboats and all this stuff, and you're just like, you guys get this every day. But the craziest thing that happened is I went out and I got in line to use the bathroom, and I'm just sitting on a rail, and I glance over, and it's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
You don't see that at Minute Maid Park. But anyway.
No.
We're rambling on, and you guys have been very gracious to give us your time. It's already 11 o'clock at night. Trevor, Steve, thank you guys so much for your comments and being a part of the show. We really appreciate it. So for Ryan, we'll see you next time on Astros.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.